can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet, you can rock this joint, but mama ain't gonna miss your best friend now. Gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't try and move me, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the...
Pretty all right.
And it's not just Stitches, right?
No, Stitches and glue.
Gang glue. Excellent.
I went for the full package.
You gone for the full package.
Yeah, I did.
Was it just that the doctor got bored and went, stitching, my arm hurts now, just stack some glue in there?
I think he probably just doesn't trust me, which is fair.
Yeah. It was interesting when you pointed out earlier where you were like, cut here. One of them was like where you would like have open heart surgery.
Yeah, no. Just below the open heart surgery. Let's maybe not go there.
No, we'll leave it. We'll keep up on your medical recovery as the week goes on.
I know.
But what can you expect on the show tonight? We've got NFL news. We've got preseason games. Football's back, DT.
I know. It's a strange part of football, but yes. I know you like the preseason a lot more than I do. I find it hard to watch.
Oh, you were just so unenthusiastic about preseason. You're like, can we just get it out of the way in 30 seconds?
It's so hard to watch some of the teams.
Some of it was bad. We're going to go through game by game, and even if it's rubbish, we're just going to can the game, come up with an attempt at a hot take, and move on. NFL news, preseason games. We're going to talk about finding you a college team, because that season's coming really close.
It is coming really close, and I still don't have a team.
Well, the first game of the college football season is actually a week on Saturday.
Ooh.
It is the Aer Lingus Challenge, which is being played in Ireland.
Right. I was just thinking that's an Irish airline.
That is indeed.
Is that the Notre Dame, I'm guessing?
No, Notre Dame. I think Kansas State and Iowa or someone.
Sorry,
are in
why
it.
Would you not take the Fighting Irish? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, well, this is the NFL. They can do whatever they want. So we're going to try and talk to you about finding you a team.
Yeah.
About some teams that have replied to you, which will take about 3 seconds.
Yes, because pretty much no one did.
And then as a salesperson, I am going to try and sell you a team.
Yes.
And then we'll see where we get to from there. That'll probably run out most of the show. No food this week.
No food this week, but maybe food next week.
I'm feeling sad about the lack of food this week.
I can now eat more food, so I'm quite happy with where I am at with food.
Well, I do actually. I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about no food on the show. Talk to us about your hospital food experience. How long were you in for?
I just overnight, so it's fine.
So did you get to sample hospital food?
Yeah, I just ate like a sandwich.
Oh, what's a sandwich? Perfect. What an amazing segue. Talk to us about the sandwich. What did you get?
It was a chicken sandwich. And pretty standard post-op food, yeah.
How many footballs for that chicken sandwich?
Honestly, after you come out of surgery, everything tastes kind of nicer, but it might be the drugs. So probably like a 4 out of 5.
Oh, 4 out of 5 hospital chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Feels the good. Government will be so happy about that. I wonder if it's a David Seymour sandwich.
Doubt it.
Right, we best get into the show. Too much op and hospital food sandwich discussions.
For a non-medical foot.
For a non-medical. Welcome to the third and foot-long medical show.
Yep. Right. Can we talk about some injuries then, though?
Let's do. Well, we've just talked about an injury with you, so let's get into a bit of NFL news. Kick us off, DT.
Got Rashawn Slater, left tackle for the Chargers, is out for the season with a patella tendon injury.
There is a lot of injuries.
Yes, that was a very significant one, especially for your predictions.
Yeah, well, I had the Chargers up there potentially winning the division that. I mean, Rashawn Slater just signed a $114 million 4-year extension. Yeah. Boom. Gone.
Yeah.
1 year at least.
It's a terrible injury for that team.
Yeah.
Who's relying on their run game, so.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
And more positive news, Keenan Allen back to the Chargers.
Yes, again. I think he's $8.25 million, 1 year deal. It was interesting because they got rid of him last year because they couldn't afford him.
And now they're bringing him back.
Sent him to the Bears.
Yeah.
Back.
That's where he wanted to be.
It's interesting. There's a lot of players talking about wanting to go back to teams. Justin Simmons has been very vocal about wanting to go back to the Broncos. He feels they're now a Super Bowl contender, so he is like, there's no other team. That's where I want to go.
Do you think it's a nostalgia thing? Like, my early 20s were so fun. I want to go back to that point in my life. do you think there's that going on? I don't know.
Or maybe just you just see a good team and you go, oh, I want a piece of that. I don't want to be here, please.
That's fair.
But the other injury news was the Lions-Falcons game having to be suspended.
Terrible. Yeah,
I watched the footage of that, and that just gave me DeMar Hamlin feels all over again.
Yeah, well, he's having a seizure on the field.
Yeah, so, that was terrible, and seems to be.
He's back in the facility today. Yeah, so.
that's great news. But no one ever wants to see that.
No, God no.
No. And it just shows that these guys aren't messing around in the preseason, the preseason games. This is full on contact.
Oh, for the people trying to make the team, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unlucky. You go in for the tackle and you get caught by a knee, and it just shows those helmets, no matter how good they are.
No, well, it doesn't.
Those are hard, fast hits.
Yes.
Yeah. So injuries. Anthony Richardson,
your favourite quarterback, dislocated pinky.
Just.
Didn't miss the blocking assignment.
I just have no words.
I don't know.
I told you that what's his face was going to start.
Daniel Jones
was going to start.
Did you like Riley Lennon? He played for most of the
looking
game.
Great. Yeah, I don't think they could leave Daniel Jones in, because who knows? Anthony Richardson's like. I mean, he's going to have the surgery, then he's going to be tired, so he's not going to be able to play. And
I don't think he's actually having surgery. I think they've just stinted it.
Yeah, it's just the ongoing problems that he's got.
Was the ongoing problems with the Colts quarterback room.
Yes. But then smelling salts. Talk to me about smelling salts.
Yeah, so banned by the league. George Kittle completely upset, but actually allowed back by the league. Just the team can't supply it. The players have to bring it themselves now. That's about it.
That kind of feels problematic.
Oh, because the thing is, it masks concussion symptoms is what the problem with them is. Because it gives you kind of like an adrenaline rush, so you appear fine for however long you need to take your test, and then you're actually not okay.
Because that's effectively what people are using them for, aren't they? It's just a pump up of rush and adrenaline and stuff like that.
Powerlifters use them a lot before they lift heavy weights as well.
So. Yeah. So, interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if a full-scale ban it. I mean, obviously, it's needed for medical reasons, but
I don't know.
I think it's used for head concussions.
Yourself,
and
I don't, like, if you bring it yourself, I'm not sure. Because then it's your own agency, you're taking your own.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can ban that.
I just feel that it could have some problems down the track for the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
SEC documentary on Netflix. You are not a fan of this at all.
It wasn't that well done.
Any Given Saturday is the name of it. I think there are 7 episodes.
Yes,
Was this your post-recovery watch?
This was my post-recovery watch, and it just didn't really hit the mark for me.
That's a shame, because I know it's based on the same sort of theory as Drive to Survive, which was the Formula One
documentary,
which was incredibly good. But there were some really notable teams that refused to take part.
Yes, which became very apparent quite quickly that there were teams missing. And then also they didn't really follow a storyline. They're just like, oh, this team's playing this team this week, so we'll kind of sort of talk about them for 8 minutes and then we won't mention them ever again on this. Like, it was just very weirdly put together.
I was actually planning to watch the whole thing on my upcoming flight. In a few weeks' time, and
I think you should let me know what you think. Because you're actually a massive
SEC,
I couldn't quite follow what was happening.
Well, if you are a fan of Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas, and Oklahoma, you ain't there.
No,
that's
very
right.
Much not on it.
All the other teams are there. So it's interesting. I mean, I think when they did Drive to Survive, Max Verstappen refused to appear. So you kind of, I guess you. That anyone's got an opportunity to opt out.
Yes.
So,
unless it's the Hard Knocks with the Bills, which I also watched and you did not.
No, I have not watched that, no. But what I found interesting while I was looking into this was the crazy criteria that you have to go through to actually be on Hard Knocks.
Yes, and it was very apparent the Bills did not want to be on there because majority of the footage is game footage and not actually footage of the Bills, except for the snowman drifting.
Yeah. It was like Hard Knocks training camp eligibility. There are 4 criteria to being on the show. 1, you do not have to have a first-year head coach.
Yeah.
So you can't have a first-year head coach. Not a member of the division to be featured in Hard Knocks in season for the upcoming season, or a member of the division to be featured in the immediately subsequent season.
Yeah.
Number three has not been featured in Hard Knocks training camp in the previous eight seasons.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to go a league every eight.
Yeah,
so
that's
they're going to do an eight return.
The in-season part, yeah, which I actually haven't watched the in-season one because it wasn't available in our region.
And then exempt from selection based on such club's participation in Hard Knocks or a similar show prior to 2024. Yeah. The NFL with their rules again.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that was that. I may choose to watch that. You're not selling it to me, though.
I know, but are you selling me a team? Because I'd quite like to know what my team is, Darren.
Oh, a college football team. Do you want to get into it?
I think we should get into it.
Okay. There was a bit of other news. I don't know if you want to... Jordan Addison. Yeah.
That affects my predictions, but I don't think it predicts...
It doesn't... But a substance abuse from 2024...
Yes.
And now getting banned in 2025. Teddy Bridgewater to Tampa Bay.
I think it's cute.
I mean, it's a nice story, but when I looked into it deeper, had he have not been suspended from coaching, do you think he'd have gone back to play?
Probably not, because he's playing in the region he lives in, isn't
he? Yeah. Impermissible benefits, apparently, was why he was suspended from coaching.
Yes, because he was giving his players Uber.
And food.
Yes.
So being a kind of dad, I know,
feed.
How dare you want to make people
drive
be good.
People around.
What was interesting, I'll give you a bit of trivia to lead into preseason, and then we'll cut and come back to preseason. I was surprised by the amount of starting quarterbacks playing this week.
I wasn't, because lots of them had slow starts last year.
Out of 32, how many starting quarterbacks do you reckon, unless you've researched this?
I haven't researched it, but I'm going to say 14.
17.
Okay, that's pretty close.
I mean, I'm not surprised Josh Allen didn't play. Lamar Jackson didn't play. No. Justin Herbert, Jaden Daniels. Very surprised Aaron Rodgers didn't play. At least a snap.
I'm not, because I think what would happen if he injured himself? Like, what?
Because where's his competitive sort of... He's going to walk out on the field week one?
I think so.
And then Caleb Williams, I thought there was a guy that should be doing some reps. I'd be amazed if he didn't play any of the 3 weeks.
I think he's going to play towards the end, because that's what the Lions used to do, is play the starters towards week three of preseason.
It's going to be interesting, because I heard that Ben Johnson called the entire offense off the field about a week ago, so unhappy with what he was seeing.
Yeah.
And called them out.
I think it's going to be an interesting season in Chicago.
Yes. He's either going to be coach of the season or fired after one.
You have him as coach of the year.
I do have him coach of the year. Right, let's try and sell you a college football team. So I don't know if you've listened to previous episodes. DT wrote to how many?
79.
79 teams and got a response from?
Two.
Damn those. And which one of them, Michigan, told you to do what?
Go look at their website.
So is that a reason not to support Michigan?
I think so.
Minimal, zero effort.
Wisconsin were nice and asked if they wanted, like, if we wanted to call them. So
that would be
pleasant.
So cool.
They were pleasant.
I'd love to call them and just chat.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Would you not like to chat to them and just see what they would say for 5 minutes about...
About themselves, I'm not sure.
I think we should try. Yeah. I think we should try. But I am going to try and sell you some teams, because by next week you've got to have a team.
Yes, because we go doing predictions.
Because we are starting predictions next week. So here's a go. These are my teams that I'm going to give you. You may be disappointed, but these are the ones I think you should try and consider.
Should I go through my criteria for it?
You please do go through your criteria.
So I want a cool and understandable mascot. So none of these mascots, which I'm not quite sure what a terrapin is. I'm not sure what a crimson tide is. I'm not sure what a volunteer, like, I know what a volunteer is, but what's a volunteer as a team? And then I want a kind of cool university and some cool history and story to root for, and a good team. I don't really want to be rooting for a loser.
Right. Well, I think I've picked you some competitive teams.
Sure.
Number one is the defending champion Ohio State.
Buckeyes. Named after a sweet.
Yeah, it's a nut, I think, isn't it? Or something like that.
They make like this little peanut butter chocolate thing. Yeah.
So their official mascot is Brutus Buckeye, an anthropomorphic Buckeye.
I'm sorry, does he look like the Raiders mascot?
Nah, I think he's all right. But Ohio State, current champion in the Big Ten, so away from my SEC.
Yeah.
One of the most competitive college football teams. Huge, strong fan base. Notable chant is the O-H-I-O chant. It's their fight song. It's the Buckeye Battle Cry. That is the Ohio State. Buckeyes, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay.
You're not like a Baker Mayfield.
I don't know Mayfield. What a Sooner is. This
actually went and found out for you what a Sooner was.
And what is it?
A Sooner refers to a settler who entered the unassigned land illegally before the official start of the land rush in 1889. That is a Sooner. Okay. Their mascot's pretty cool. It is Boomer and Sooner, who pull the Sooner Schooner, which is the chariot.
Yeah, she just stopped.
It's amazing.
There's just too many rhyming things.
And so they're the Oklahoma, they are an SEC team.
Yep.
Very passionate fan base. And that Oklahoma-Texas game is like one of the great crowds. One of the great crowd rivalries. So they're in there. I'd like you to also be interested in the Oregon Ducks. Mascot is?
A duck.
A duck.
Based
on Donald Duck, because it has a Disney connection.
Because he kind of looks like Howard the Duck.
Two great quarterbacks in the last couple of years have come out of Oregon.
And Justin Dylan
Herbert
Gabriel.
And
Bo Nix. And Dylan Gabriel, who's yet to play for the Browns.
That's right, yes. Big offensive football team. So, I don't know. I know you're a D.
I'm D.
They have got a history of strong D as well.
Christian Gonzalez came from that team. He's a pretty good cornerback.
I don't know what they sing. I'm sure there's some duck-related song that they sing.
What,
but
don't they honk or something? Or go like, honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Yep. So that's Oregon. And then last but not least, I think this is one that... this is my favourite for you.
Is it?
Because of some of your family ancestral history.
Oh, God, what is this going to be?
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh, the Gold Tops.
Oh, amazing. I mean, they've got their play-like-a-champion mentality. They're obviously a top-tier university. They have virtually no scandal at all around them.
They feel a bit arrogant, though.
They've got a fighting leprechaun as their mascot, and they have probably the most well-voted sort of chant song. Everybody loves their sort of chant song. So
what is their chant song?
I did look it up, but it's disappeared. They have the Subway alumni, which refers to a large number of fans who have not attended Notre Dame but passionately support. They have a victory march, the iconic fight song that is a cherished tradition for fans.
Where are they based?
Notre Dame. They're, aren't they?
I don't know. So I was asking.
Northwest, something like that. I think they are.
I honestly,
they may
I
even
just,
be
I
in Ohio or something like that.
I was just wondering.
So we need to find that
aren't
out for you.
Illinois, because lots of Bears fans are Notre Dame fans, aren't they?
Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Indiana.
Close enough.
So they're Irish Catholic background, but I feel they've kind of and they've completely competitive all the time.
And they're an independent team, aren't they?
They are.
Mm.
So there's my sales for you.
How do they compete in the competition if they're independent? Like, how does that actually work?
Money talks. You just get let in.
Okay.
Right, so there's some sales for you. It's something for you to consider. Those are my picks. I'll let you go away now and do your bit. But
can I ask you about one team?
You can.
So I've been looking at the Arkansas Razorbacks.
SEC team, always competitive, always difficult to beat.
I just appreciate that they actually have a mascot that's not a tiger.
And it's alive. It's a live mascot, a bit like...
And it's just like an angry pig.
Oklahoma. Tusk is the name of the mascot of Arkansas.
I can get behind an angry pig, I feel. Tusk. Even though pork is not my favourite roast,
no.
I can get behind an angry pig.
Yeah, and it's got the toothy, wild piggy look about it as well.
Are they like a running team? Because I feel like they have to be a running team. If
I think they've got a. I think they're a big defensive team.
Okay, so I'm so. Where is?
I mean,
Arkansas
if you want
the
Arkansas, yeah, down south, mid south, somewhere like that.
Down
in
Arizona.
It's an SEC team, but they don't really get to the college football championship. But they're always a difficult team to beat. I know LSU have problems beating them every year. So.
And the other team, just because I appreciate their name that I looked at, was the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But I actually just appreciate that they're
what a Cornhusker. Their mascot,
like,
to
fabulous.
Me, looks too much like the Patriots mascot. But
that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's some options for you to come back next week and you can declare your team.
So
pinning to the mast.
The options we've got, Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Oregon Ducks.
Yeah. Notre Dame.
That's already enough.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Ohio State.
Oklahoma Sooners, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Ohio State Buckeyes, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Oregon Ducks, Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to narrow it down to three. Do you want to hear my three?
Do it.
Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah.
Oregon Ducks. I don't know how I'm going to pick out of those three, but...
I know which one you're going to pick.
Do you?
But I'll wait and see.
Do you?
I'll write it on a piece of paper and then I'll hide it somewhere so you can prove that I wasn't cheating on you.
I know, and I'll just wildly choose a different team.
That's right.
Iowa State, let's go, Hawkeyes.
Let's go, Notre Dame. Right, we've got about 8 minutes to go through the preseason games. We're going to do our super quick 30-second take on every game. Number one, Lions Falcons, to me, completely overshadowed by the injury.
And
nothing particularly happening on there.
Nope.
It just had shades of Tua and DeMar Hamlin. Next game, the Broncos 49ers.
There was a game that was played between the two.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you a little bit, so watch that game.
I watched it too, and that's genuinely what it came out to be.
Number one is Denver really struggled early on. Bo Nix, to me, looked rusty. Jarrett Stidham looked way more sort of like settled when he came on.
Because you're a bit worried about their run game. How'd their run game go for you?
Yeah. I think the Denver offense has got a lot of questions still. So they targeted 19 different receivers during that game.
I didn't even know you could have 19 receivers on the field.
Different. Jeez. Well, they'd have gone thrown to tight ends, to running backs, to
God, that's
19.
Wow, they really don't know who their starting lineup is, do they?
No, that's to me.
I did like the 49ers' defensive line. I was actually impressed, and I did not expect that from them.
Well, they went 9-0 up on Denver, and then all of a sudden you could see the line started to struggle, and Denver went 30 unanswered. Bengals-Eagles, the only real game of the week.
I loved it.
Joe Burrow
to Ja'Marr Chase. That was the heaviest I was all the weekend, really, because I was like, oh my God, actual football.
I felt that that sort of gave us some credibility to our Joe Burrow for MVP votes last
100%.
Week.
100%. I was so happy to see it.
But oh my God, the Bengals can't defend.
No, it's going to be so bad for them, but
Tanner McKee, 80% completion rate against them.
Yes.
Oh,
because Tanner McKee is the future.
That's right. No Jalen Hurts. The Bengals are going to have to win 50-48 every week.
Another concerning team, Commanders.
Yes.
Commanders, Patriots. Patriots dominating.
Absolutely.
Commanders.
When you looked at their offensive numbers, though, nothing big really happening in there.
No, they just weren't good.
Just the Commanders were terrible.
They were really bad. It was quite frightening. Trey Amos, their cornerback out of Ole Miss, he did all right, but... That's one shining star on an otherwise terrible night.
No Jaden Daniels.
No.
Colts, Ravens. Oh.
Ravens looked fine. I liked Keenan Mitchell. Look, speed back.
Ravens, 59 yards total passing all game.
I know, they just went run.
Come
run,
on.
Run.
That's right, yeah.
And they signed another running back this week. I saw it. I was like, oh my God, are we just going to run it all the way to the postseason? Looks like it.
Anthony Richardson injury. Daniel Jones, less than 50% completion rate.
I just feel so sorry for the Colts. Because Colts actually as a team are pretty good. It's just their cornerback run.
Yeah, terrible. Raiders, Seahawks. Oh.
Terrible.
Sorry. Terrible. Ashton Jeanty, welcome to the NFL with your -1 yard.
That was bad for the Raiders.
No Sam Darnold for the Seahawks. Drew Locke looked like Drew Locke. Yeah, it was a poor game.
Did look good, though. Jackson Dart. Giants.
Yes, did look good. Russell Wilson doing his dink and dunking around. What I did notice when I looked into the stats of those 17 star, very short yardage pass. Not a lot of big yardage in the starting quarterbacks. A lot of dink and dunk stuff.
The Giants D. That front looked nasty.
Yes.
Did you see Abdul Carter with the spin and the dip? And it was beautiful.
Yeah, only 58 total rushing yards. Oof. No Josh Allen. Bills QB's 71% completion rate, and big story coming out of there is the James Cook refusing to play contract dispute.
Yes. Well, he wants his contract.
Yes. Browns Panthers, I think Shedeur Sanders headline of the week.
I know. Dylan Gabriel, I don't know if you'll regret not playing. Like, I don't know what is it. I know he's a hamstring injury. Injuries, of course, you need to look after your body. But, oh, God, you gave him a chance and now he's taken it.
Bryce Young looked okay. But if that's the Panthers' defence for this year, they are probably going to be worse than last year. They were crunched. Tech McMillan didn't look too bad.
No, he looked good.
He looked good.
McCarthy up with the Vikings, he looked good as well.
Yeah, he looked okay. I'm not sold on the Texans at all. I just can't be sold on. I don't know what it is. I know it's pre-season. I'm not sold on them.
I know you're not sold on the Texans. I said the Vikings.
I know, yeah.
You just completely were like, Vikings, whatever, I don't care.
It was just one of those games. My only notes on that, JJ McCarthy back. That's it.
Yeah, he looked like he did last preseason, so I'm excited to actually see him in the regular season.
Steelers-Jags. Jags final drive, probably the biggest shambles of play calling in the history of American football.
I did like their 70-yard field goal attempt.
Oh!
That was impressive.
Not even an attempt, that 70-yard.
I know, he met it in and cleared it by four.
That's
four
right,
yards.
Easy.
I know.
Unbelievable. Travis Hunt to play both sides of the ball.
I know. I was just going to say, what about your 20-yard field goal attempt?
Oh, that's coming. That's coming. Rams Cowboys, massive concern for the Rams that Stafford is still not training.
And he got
an
epidural, which is, I thought, something you got when
that's
you...
a kind of pregnancy thing, yeah.
So, not great.
No, not a lot on that game. I think the Cowboys, I think they're going to be poor this year. Not much else to say. Number one overall pick, Cam Ward.
Look, I think he had a lot of confidence. And that was good because he has not been destroyed yet, but I fear he might have become destroyed by the end of the season.
I've got a feeling they're going to be the worst team in the NFL. They looked awful.
I don't know. Should we talk about the Saints?
Yeah, the Saints were pretty bad.
Saints pretty bad too.
I still believe that they could get the number one overall pick. Arch Manning, going back to the Saints.
The Saints quarterback room, just something that's not mentioned because it's just so terrible you can't.
I thought Tyler should have played as well as he probably could have done. The Chargers ran all over them, though.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Genuinely, the Saints, what are you doing?
Dolphins, Bears. Oh, Dolphins, QBs. Oh,
Zach.
45% completion rate. Oh, Quinn Ewers, 27% completion rate. But someone like 0-7. Was like 0-7 to start the game off. Chiefs Cardinals, Mahomes doing Mahomes things in his first drive. Touchdown after three. Kyler Murray looked good, but.
Yeah, I know, and actually throwing to Marvin Harrison's. So that was a nice change.
That's right. His only incomplete pass, unfortunately, though, was an interception in the end zone. Jets Packers. I thought the Jets were surprisingly good.
Yeah, I thought they looked good. I still need to see it in the actual season.
Justin Fields looks like there was no issues with the dislocated toe. Ran for a touchdown.
I know, he looked good.
Packers looked awful. 84 total passing yards.
I know, that's
yards.
Why I didn't like the Packers this year.
No, 84.
You're all in on the Packers, though.
Was I?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't know. Good God. Jets look like they're going to be a running team this year, looking at the way they set up. Running QB.
Yeah. They've got some good running backs. So.
They have that feel of the Eagles from last year.
Good Jets.
Right, so that's a quick run through. I don't think we missed any, did we?
No, I just like Trey Lance.
There we
story.
Go. Oh, yes.
Let's go, Trey Lance.
So that kind of gets us through to the end of the show already.
I know.
Unbelievable. Well, next week, DT's going to be picking a college football team. We're going to have College Football 101, college predictions, and maybe the return of food.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. That's the end of our show. So don't forget to follow us on all of our channels. Subscribe. Help us out by getting more followers, more subscribers. You know where to find us. That's the end of this show. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. I'm Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Thanks, and have a great rest of your evening. You.